Okay, Harry, first round of the JP Morgan Sevens has passed now. We know Quins and Bath have done particularly well. I mean, Sevens is a completely different discipline, obviously, isn't it, to the sort of game that you've played at the very highest level. How much Sevens have you done yourself?
I played a little bit when I first became a professional rugby player. I played on the Seven Circuit in Brisbane and Wellington, and yeah, I really enjoyed it. It's very good to hone your skills. It's a great fitness event where yeah, you need to be on top of your game. It's you know, you find a lot of open space and beating people one on one, and it tests your tackling skills in open play. So yeah, it's a great sport, and it's a great sport now that that rugby's in the World Cup. So I'm sure you'll see a lot of young players come through and put a hand up for selection, I'm sure.
And it's a great crowd pleaser, isn't it? It pulls in the numbers because it's just exciting, non-stop, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the thing. It's breathtaking. Some of the rugby. It's there's not a lot of waiting around. There's not, you know, there's 2 or 3 man line outs, and it's just quick playing with the ball. So yeah, it makes it really exciting, and it's you know, with this Sevens tournament, it's great having that, and as I said, it's a great tool to getting young players to put their hand up for selection, and these are the guys that hopefully will be playing for England, you know, either in the World Cup in later years or in the Olympics. So yeah, it's good to see some young players come through.
And in a way, it rewards the clubs who actually have, you know, decent academies, doesn't it? Because it's very often the younger players, the developing players, who are the sevens players.
Yeah, it's like I said, it's a fitness game, so you know, you need those young, fresh players who are very injury free, and yeah, to just go in and express themselves. You have a lot of players who want to express themselves. They want to show people what they can do, and it's a great tool for that. And yeah, for those teams that have got good academies, it's a first chance of those players to get a chance of representing their club, and then at international level, with the Seven Circuit that goes on at the moment.
Of the teams then that you've had a look at, who do you think, you know, might be the favourites in this competition? Is it going to be the bigger clubs, the likes of Leicester and Harlequins? Obviously, have now gone through.
Yeah, I would have thought so, because, like we said, the academies where they've got young players who have come together over the summer, who've got the high fitness levels and the high skill levels, and that's what, you know, that's what you need in this game. It's a very you know, you can't afford to make any mistakes in sevens, because if the ball goes down, they'll get it up and they'll score the opposition. So yeah, I think you know, Harlequins, you said then, and it'd be interesting to see what Leicester do. I know they've got some good players, they've got some very fit players who've got great skills, so looking forward to seeing how they do as well.